You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Mike Shope.
This guy's a real jerk.
And the Bulldog.
I'm sort of anal retentive, OCD kind of whack job.
On WGR.
Welcome back and thanks for listening today, this week, all the time. Bye week for the Bills. Still, it's been active in here this week since their Monday night loss in Atlanta. What have you been waiting to say? 803-0550, we're wide open this hour. I brought up before the last break the thought that Joe Brady, whether he'll be with the Bills next year or not, offensive coordinator, and my prediction is that he will not be.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, because that's how I feel too.
Okay.
I think what could happen from here? They right the ship, whether or not they add someone or not. They get back to their usual stuff, and he takes the Penn State job or some other NFL head coaching job.
Like, right.
he continues to be a rising star in the head coaching world, which he already is. He's on the list of, you know, potential coordinator candidates. And you mentioned the other day, he may be the betting favorite to land the Penn State job, right?
Yes.
So I think they get on track, then I think that happens. And not that there isn't some vague-ish middle ground where, you know, he could just stay here because he doesn't do enough to attract the attention of a better job. I feel like if they don't figure it out and get back to scoring their 30 points and the offense sort of just spins its wheels here, I wouldn't be surprised if the Bills wanted to move on. I just think that's how it would work. Like, if, and you know, there'll be a lot of scapegoating, like McDermott's defense is a bigger problem and all that sort of stuff, but the offense has an indisputable Superman on their side of the ball. The defense does not have that player. I don't even know who the best player on that defense is. It might be right now Joey Bosa, who just showed up and is, like, you know, probably renting somewhere. Offense should be this team's meal ticket, and if it doesn't get fixed, then I could see them moving on. Or even if it just stays sort of average, I could see them wanting to do better than that. So I think either scenario, he is not here. So that's why I would bet on him not being here.
I think that's right. I think it's more for me just I keep hearing his name. Like, we're far enough into the season that people are having conversations about their next coach. And you see this on betting sites offshore. But the Penn State one I heard about on BetSweats, yeah, he was the betting favorite whenever, like this week, to be the next coach at Penn State. Why are we talking about that now? Because they just fired their guy. $50 million buyout and all, James Franklin. So that's on the table. And Tennessee, pro. Tennessee now made a coaching change too. So you see these lists come out. Joe Brady is 36. Must be nice. He's done a lot. Like, he has been a part of what LSU was, of course. That was, I say of course, like everybody would know that. That's probably not correct. But he was there. And, you know, he's been other places. He's been here. He's gotten the benefit, not to slight him, of having Allen to work with. And the numbers are mostly great. So I think that that's the recipe for getting the next level up, for leveling up as a coach.
Yeah, and I would say, like, I'm presenting both scenarios because both are certainly possible. But I would bet on them figuring out enough that he attracts attention. That ends up being the route. That they don't choose to part ways with him, but that he elevates enough. They end up winning their 12 or 13 games, and the offense does get on track enough to score their 30 points or thereabouts. And so I think if he puts that down for a second year in a row, then it's almost, I don't want to say, you know, impossible for me to foresee him not have. I think he'll have opportunities. It's a question of whether or not he thinks the Penn State job is a good job right now. Right? Is that where I want to go? Is that, you know, or should I stay put here until I can get the head coaching job I want? Does he really like Cam Ward? Right? Does he think he can work with Cam Ward? Like, you know, or is he going to be like Ben Johnson and wait? You know, wait until the right opportunity presents itself. But either way, I think opportunity will be there for him. Is I don't think the Bills will stay in this spot where they are scoring 14 points against Atlanta. I think Allen's too good. I think Brady is a creative enough guy. They'll figure something out to get this going. And I would expect that sooner rather than later. So I think he'll probably elevate to the point where you're going to have a hard time keeping him.
Brady was at Penn State, by the way. It's probably a part in why he's the favorite.
Yeah.
You know, that's how they do those things. But he was there as a grad assistant for 2 years. He was in New Orleans under Sean Payton, then LSU for the one big year, and then 2 years in Carolina. That was Matt Rhule. That went badly. Gets in with McDermott as a quarterback's coach, and then last 2 years coordinator. There's also, I suppose, I mean, you're running through possible outcomes. There's also one where he's the head coach of the Bills, isn't there?
I suppose, but I have a very hard time seeing.
Lay
out the scenario formula for me. How does it happen?
It happens if the whole thing just sort of drags down and either it's a first round loss or it's a non-playoff season, like it's 10-7, that kind of a season. Or even worse, but the offense isn't really why. It's kind of what I think this season is so far, you know, that defensively they've been gashed against the run. They had the good passing stats until, you know, a couple things changed that, and then everybody's open in Atlanta. So I think they might be on a path. Here I am bringing this up. I just wanted to make the point about Brady, but I think they might be on a path where by the end of the year, if they don't, yes or no, I think they have to make the AFC Championship game at least for anybody to think the year was a success.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right?
So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sush.
Sure, I think that's right.
If Indianapolis...
I don't even think that will do it for many people.
I agree with that. If Indianapolis or Kansas City, I mean, if somebody else is too good, and, you know, you have that excuse if you don't make it, well, that's a little different. But we're 6 weeks into the season, and I don't think we have that. You know, Indianapolis is a surprise, and they're good, but I doubt we're going to get to the end of the road here and be like, well, what can you do? Nobody could beat the Indianapolis Colts,
yeah.
Right? So, and the Chiefs, that could be the team for this point, but you lose to the same team in the playoffs four times. Or is it even four already?
Yeah.
Is it even four already? It is. It's 4 in 5 years. It's four already.
That's right, yeah. It's the AFC Championship game in 20, 13 seconds, sorry, in 21, and then the home loss in 22 and last year.
Right. 20
or 23.
23 and last year. Yeah, it'd be five times in 6 years.
Yeah.
That would be, I mean, you know how the fans sound sometimes.
Yeah.
I think that kind of a seat, not the AFC Championship, probably, but short of that or well short of that, if that's how this ends, and the offense is still pretty good.
Yeah.
I could see maybe it just sort of ends that way and you promote your OC.
I don't see it at all. I really want to push back, and I think very hard at that. These two games they've lost, they scored 23 and 14 points. Tell me again. This is the same conversation from the playoff losses. Tell me again what my problem is. I don't care how many yards the Falcons had in the first half. They got a stinking field goal in the second half of that game, and I scored like 30. I got like 30 yards on three drives where I had a chance to tie the game. Like, my offense is my bigger problem right now. The defense is what we pick at because it's very familiar, and yes, they are getting exposed. I'm not arguing, but I scored 14 points on Monday Night Football against the Atlanta Falcons. Had no answers for a blitz, like with Josh Allen as my quarterback. Come on, in New England, like who are they to come in here and limit the Bills on offense? So I think the offense is in the losses. I know en masse the season so far, the defensive rankings, the yards, the rushing yards, all of it are much worse than their offensive numbers are. But the I won four of those games. The two games I've lost, my offense has killed me, I think, in those games. So I just don't see a scenario where I'm flushing Sean McDermott for the guy who's running that offense. If everything picks up, I think if the offense scores like it can score, the defense will still be a concern, but it won't be what gets them beat, I don't think. I think it'll be, can I put enough points on the board, ultimately?
How about a scenario where McDermott takes some time away? just doesn't want to do it.
Goes on sabbatical.
Goes on the NFL today. Could you ever see that? How would you vote in a poll? Will Sean McDermott ever be a studio analyst?
Maybe.
Everybody is. If he wants to be, he will.
That's right.
If he wants to be, he will.
He's got to want to do it. And I don't know. He's opened up a lot personality-wise in the last few years. Certainly since he first got here, it's almost night and day. But I think even in the last few years, it's really noticeable. But that's a whole nother step. Like, I don't know. I have a very hard time seeing him doing that myself.
Well, none of that would be, I think, at all the likeliest outcome. But just playing it out. Is Brady back next year? Here's Pat with us. Hi, Pat.
Hey, guys. I'm watching these games, and I wonder if Brady's incentives are a little screwy. To me, the best way to have a great offense is to just let Josh be Josh and not do anything all that interesting. Just give him the ball and let him win. And I see the play to Elijah Moore, cute stuff, all sorts of different things than they used to do. And I wonder if it's Brady thinking about how do I position myself for that next job and just not be the guy who's going along for the ride with the best QB ever.
I guess I haven't thought about it as, if you will, as cynically as that. It just, these are the kind of comments that I just don't ever want to buy into, because they assume like sort of sinister ulterior motives and different things. Like, I think a coach can want to show like his hand, right? Or show his stuff. I think that can be true, but got to think on good teams, in functional organizations, mostly that's within the confines of what's best for that team.
Yeah, it's in the interest of winning the games. Yeah, I mean, that's what – I don't buy it at all. I mean, and I think it drastically oversimplifies what – you know, just let Josh Allen cook. You have to have plays. You have to have schemes. You have to have things drawn up, right? You have to try to draw coverage, and you have just a lot of things that go into the soup there that I just don't think it's as simple as he should just let Josh Allen drop back and sling it. Like, that's just not how it works. It's way too complicated for that. And, you know, I don't know, maybe sometimes it's needlessly complicated, and that's where I think the caller, there's some nuance to the point. Like, if you're trying too hard to impress, right? But you can't just throw it to the quarterback and say, go do it. I mean, that's not realistic.
All right, here's Jay next. Hi, Jay.
Hey, how you doing, guys? So I've had a few days of thinking about this stupid loss from Monday, and I think, and in keeping with the conversation about Joe Brady and whether he's attractive as a coaching candidate here or elsewhere, I think what's bothered me about Monday, and I think what's been bothering me for most of the season, is I'm seeing regression, right? I'm seeing an offensive line that, for the most part, has been a really strong part of this offense, played like garbage, and having Allen with a ton of happy feet kind of got me the feeling of like 2018 Josh, you know? And then I'm looking at the regression of what I think is schemes. I'm not pretending to be some football aficionado and all that kind of stuff, but I see what even Atlanta had done for at least the first half, and I'm watching our team just sort of, I feel like, coasting. And I feel like a lot of what I see Josh doing is like sandlot football. And I just find that I should not be seeing a team with this offensive sent for in Allen, despite maybe some of the issues we might have at receiver and elsewhere, regressing. And I don't feel confident that this go-around with this roster, they can pull it back and get to like 13 wins. And I'm feeling very discouraged about that. I think Joe Brady, for me right now, is making me feel that way. And I just don't have any confidence that we'll be able to pull this train in a different direction than we might have even last year. Thanks, guys.
You know, within all that, you have to wonder, I mean, really germane to this conversation, too, is Brady here next year, where is Allen in all of this? He's mostly been, I think, outwardly sort of a passenger. And before you jump on me for saying it that way, like, he doesn't – flex, really, right? I don't know. Even behind closed doors, I get the impression that he mostly is pretty just, you're the coach, I do my job, you tell me what plays to run, like that. That he's very, you know, polite about that. Like, you're the boss, right? I work for you, kind of thing, even though, you know, he's by far the most important person in the organization. Does that change? Like, if they struggle, if this continues, right, they find their way to beat Carolina, but it's, you know, 24-10 or something, or whatever. Carolina's just inept and never a threat, and the Bills just sort of get through the game. And then it's Kansas City. And what does that look like? What does Spagnuolo have in store? And if Allen starts to lose faith in the whole operation, like, that's a huge swing vote in the whole thing. Would be for McDermott too, if Allen ever got to the point where he wanted to assert himself that way. And I think if they ever get to the point where ownership is legitimately thinking about making it the biggest change, you absolutely bring Allen in to talk about it and take his temperature on it. And hopefully he's honest and earnest about that and not just passive like I think I perceive him to be mostly so far in all of this. But Brady, to me, is a much bigger deal. Like, if the offense doesn't get going, there's no way to me that Josh Allen will just go, this is fine. You're the coach. You're the boss. Like, eventually that will break, I think.
Mm-hmm. I would say that too. Mike is next. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Question and an opinion. I think that Brady is a little bit stubborn. We tried that handoff situation 5 times this year with either the tight end or the wide receiver, and twice we got penalties on it, and 3 times we got stuffed. But he keeps going back to it like he did in the championship game last year. We had failed on that quarterback sneak to the left side 3 times out of the last 4, but we go for it again. So I think he's a bit stubborn, wanting to, I'm right, I know I'm going to get this right. My question is, do you guys think that he and the head coach McDermott actually talk? So here's the example. There's Bills 7 minutes left in the half. Bills ball at their own 49-yard line. They got a 3rd down and 3. Does Brady know if McDermott is going to go for it on 4th down? Or is he calling a play saying, I got to get 3 or 4 because I don't know if I'm going to go for it on 4th down? Whereas Andy Reid, sitting in the same situation, knows what he's going to do on that situation. I think that's a huge advantage. And I just don't know. I mean, it just seems like Brady probably didn't discuss with McDermott that Elijah Moore run on 3rd and 1. So I just wonder what the communication is between the two of them.
My guess would be that because McDermott, I'm not sure I want to say defers those decisions, but that's a team effort. Those 4th down decisions are not his and his alone. And if they were, then I think this is, you know, it's still a good question either way. But I think how it should be is whoever's voice it is from above that's crunching numbers would have the red, yellow, or green or whatever they would do. Like, I would think that would be in the headset.
It would be surprising to me if Brady doesn't know what they're thinking as far as 4 downs go.
I mean, there are so many people in there, in that box.
Yep.
Like, I would think he would know. And I don't even know if he wouldn't have a say in it as the play caller, what they might do there. So at least that's how I think it should be. And if it isn't that way, then you might have a fair complaint. Because I'd want my play caller to know what the plan is on 4th and 3 if we are stuck there.
It's become so much a part of the game that it would really surprise me if it weren't the case. But I don't know that it is for sure. You know, I do feel like McDermott tries to sort of stay out. Like, Allen's going to talk to the quarterback coach. He's going to talk to Joe Brady. And, like, I'm going to let them cook. Right? I feel like – but 4th down is a different piece of that. And that's not, you know, necessarily Allen isn't even really involved in that conversation. He'll hear things on his head, you know, before 15 seconds on the play clock. But – unless they're in a timeout, and that's a different situation. But I think in the flow of a game, it would really surprise me if the play caller doesn't know we're in four down territory here.
Yeah, that's how it should be. That's how it should be. 803-0550 for your calls. We'll take a break for the update. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Again, I don't see it as cute stuff. I see it as plays that, like I said, we've given a lot of sweeps to Elijah Moore this year, and they've been good for us. But there's timing in the situations with it. We came out of last year, and you know, we did a lot of just QB sneaks and teams packing it up in there, and we knew that was going to have to be another element to our short yardage was being able to get the ball out on the perimeters.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Joe Brady there, we've been talking about him. I mean, Elijah Moore has 5 carries this year for the Bills, so they've done some of it. Backfired on Monday night.
Sure did.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Steelers-Bengals is the Thursday night game on WGR. Pittsburgh, a 5.5-point road favorite, looking to get to 5-1. Here's Russell with us next. Hi, Russell.
How's it going?
Great, Russell. Thanks for calling us. We appreciate it.
Hey, it's a great show. I try to chime in. Steve Tasker and I, we had a great conversation earlier last week. I can't put my finger on this, but the Bills came out flat, and for the life of me, I can't understand why they came out flat. It's like they were sleepwalking the last two games. They were sleepwalking, and. Coming as a former professional athlete, I actually tried out for the Buffalo Sabres back in '88, and I used my own money, and I had my own passion, and I was cut and released. But going back to the Bills, there's no fire. Where's the fire at? You watch these players; they walk out, they stumble out of the line, out of the huddle, they get to the line of scrimmage. They're still making mistakes, stupid mistakes. lining up offside, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. Who holds them accountable? And I swear to God, if one more person in a post-game press conference says anything about, oh, we need to clean some stuff up, you're not a janitorial service. You are a professional NFL football team. You are the Buffalo Bills. And everybody in Buffalo around the world, they actually have a pride, a sense of pride. They get excited about watching these games. And for those guys to go out and do what they did the last 2 weeks, shame, shame, shame on them.
Okay. You said it all. I don't know. Were they flat?
They scored a touchdown on their first drive.
On Monday night they did.
I don't know. So defense got flattened. I can't argue with that.
It's really been – I was thinking about this during the break, talking about Brady and, like, these different questions about their offense. It's been a long time since we've had any of these conversations. Even last year. Maybe we did for, like, a week. Maybe this will go away in a week. But it just feels like a long time ago stuff right now with, you know, different interpretations of their struggles. This is like Sabres talk. What Sabres talk is mostly, not that people do it, but what Sabres talk is mostly for the last decade is like, oh, well, they're not tough enough. Oh, or they don't care enough. Oh, mm-hmm. You know, these kinds of things. And usually my reaction to that is, I think it's just that they're not good enough. I think that's what this looks like. If you're not good enough, then you're going to be offside or you're going to be, you know, you just, what did he say? Stumbling out of the huddle. I'd love to see a clip of that where they just trip over each other. I mean, I haven't really seen that. So I think this mistake can easily be made. Not to say that there couldn't be players who are not focused.
Their attention to detail has not been great really all year. The penalty stuff, again, they got away with it in these games that they won largely, but they've had these kind of mistakes, pre-snap stuff on offense and just ticky-tacky stuff on defense. I don't know about how often they've lined up offside like they did and cost themselves, you know, a takeaway on the first play from scrimmage at the game like they did on Monday night, but there is some interpretation that could get you to attention to detail. I just don't know that that is fire and all that. I mean, I think when so much of the way I think we perceive them looking and how we think they look is based on, are they moving the ball on offense and are they stopping the other team on defense? Like, that's it. And I don't know how much competitive fire or want to have to do with that. It can, but I think when you go three and out time after time after time, especially with this quarterback and the offense that we're used to seeing even earlier this year them put on the field, you can get to they don't care. They don't want it bad enough. I mean, I don't know. I almost think that's probably never 100% of it. Can it be some part of it? I mean, I can't tell you no, but I just think it's an easy default to get to when it isn't working, when receivers aren't open, when the quarterback doesn't know where to go with the ball, when Ty Johnson, their third down back, misses the blitz pickup, and Allen's got to just chuck the ball away because he's about to get flattened. You know, those things can make you look flat because you're literally getting flattened.
There are ebbs and flows, though, right? We're still... whether we've been professional athletes in our lives, we're still people. Like, we know what life is like. And there are ebbs and flows. If you follow the NFL, rarely does any team not, you know, have good or bad days. Only one thing. So it's not like it's not shameful to me that they lost games. I mean, they were even both close games. So I want to be, if I'm not going to be right about it, I at least want to be fair about it and think, like, this team has had so much success that the extent to which some fans have gone this week to blast them, to me, is kind of ridiculous. It might get to a point where these kinds of things really need to be said. I'm just not there yet. Dan is next. Hi, Dan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I don't really have much to say other than I lean more.
Well, thanks for calling.
what an opener, Dan.
I think it's more of the defense's problem. But with that said, we probably don't have a lot of money to even do anything in free agency anyways. So I was thinking, well, if you're not going to do nothing, you're going to have Grandpa Tre'Davious White playing there, which isn't all the coach's staff's fault because Dorian Strong got hurt, which I think he would eventually took it over to Tre'Davious White anyways. And we don't even know if this Maxwell Harrison is even going to be good because he hasn't even played even one practice down. So my thing is, then go after Olave or somebody who's not going to be that expensive and give Josh Allen another weapon and just try to outscore people since our defense is so bad. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of where I'm at. I would support a receiver trade. I think I would even say at this point I would support it ahead of supplementing corner or safety, as much of a problem as it is. We were scared of the Bengals last year, right? Getting in the playoffs. Their defense was a disaster, but it was, well, they've got Burrow and they've got Chase and Higgins. Now, you're not getting Chase and Higgins in tandem. You're not even getting one player of that caliber. Because Olave, I don't know, is Olave maybe equal to Higgins? Maybe.
Better.
Okay. Okay, good.
In my opinion, better.
So if you can,
not
make,
Chase.
You can make that happen, you know, I would say go for it. Because I don't know that personnel-wise, on defense, I still feel like they will get a look at Hairston eventually, and they will get these guys back from suspension. And I want to get to Milano because the ice is cracking under my feet as I'm walking further out onto the pond here. But you'll get some people back that will, I think, help. Offense, I don't know where that's coming from. They were down Kincaid, and maybe he matters a lot. They don't use him as much as someone who I'm led to believe matters as much as he does. So that's, yep, a little weird.
That's right.
To really process correctly. That doesn't mean he doesn't matter. But still, something else. I mean, everybody eats. Great slogan. Cool shirts. Love the hats. Congratulations on your 30 points a game last year. How's it going right now? Not real well. You were in the same spot at this time of the year last season, and they reacted. And they made a move. They felt like, we don't have enough. We got to do something. And they've got a little longer runway this year because the trade deadline's a couple of weeks later than it used to be. They moved that. So it's, you know, election day. So we've got still almost, you know, 2 weeks. I don't know if they have a pivot in them. The cap is tight. So affording an expensive player would be really hard. But I don't think there's reinforcements coming. I don't know. Coleman is a ghost. I really thought that was going to take off this year, and it's not happening. And I don't know. Like, if they're counting on that to fix itself, or that they can help fix that enough to where they get something out of him that defenses have to actually respect, that would be awesome. But I think that's a long shot at this point. I think it would already be happening.
I want to think that too. Steve is next. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. You know, without getting into the whole, you know, has the message gotten stale in the locker room and, you know, all the hypothetical schematic things, which I don't think really anybody's privy to because this stuff is locked up like an Enigma World War II code machine. I think just a lot of it is they essentially ran that roster back almost 2 years in a row after that 13 seconds game. And, you know, they never really replenish it properly. And they chase running back and, you know, just a few positions that they haven't hit on. And I think the roster in general has just deteriorated to the point where it's just a, you know, it's a mid-level roster without any exceptional talent on it. But our expectation is that we still, you know, we expect to see all the flashes and all the greatness when we had, you know, a lot of, I don't want to say the stars, but, you know, I don't see anyone that's even like how, you know, Emmanuel Sanders was when he tagged in to, before he went out of retirement. They just, it's just not there. There's no flash. I mean, it's a run first team and then pray on third and four that you're going to pick it up when you throw it with no one that can get separation. It's just, it's frustrating, but I think that's really what we're looking at right now.
Yeah, I mean, I generally agree with this. The fact that they're a run-oriented team is not an accident, and it's correlated to what you're saying. I mean, the three tight end sets, or even two, or the six linemen, like, that's not expensive. You know, you have to make the right choices, but it doesn't cost you millions a year to put that on the field. And so I think it's all correlated. I just want to go a little bit slower here. I think the defense has a chance to become, you know, serviceable. with players coming back and time to regroup here. Just I don't want to give up on it. Offensively, that took them, basically this offense and these people took them a long way last year. And not even 2 weeks ago were we talking about how, like, maybe nobody in the conference is going to push them. I mean, this looks like it could be a smooth trip. It doesn't quite look like that now. But whatever you want to say about, and I think we've said it all about what they are at receiver and what they are on offense. I know that for as critical as I've been about this kind of thing, you got to capitulate to their results largely. Just not like right now, not their last two games. You know, it's two games though. But you've had to sort of be like, yeah, you're 30 points a game is 30 points a game. That's second in the league. So that's all. I mean, I guess I run the risk of sounding a little bit soft on this. I do not want to sit here and be thinking like that it's over. And if they don't make big trades, like they're just going to go down. Yeah. It's just too early in the season for me to do that.
When you do sort of the way the caller was talking there, just the luxury they did have. The safeties took turns being all pros. Tre'Davious White at one point was all pro. Matt Milano at one point was all pro.
Taron Johnson?
Maybe as a nickel corner. Whatever. You knew you had. There was a core of guys here that were that caliber of player. That does not.
That's right.
Who on this team? There's nobody on this team that's vying for all pro honors. Even Benford this year is way down. Like, he's getting beat way more than you would expect him to be getting beat. I'm not sure if I want way more, but he's getting beat. The completion percentage, quarterback rating against him this year is nowhere near what it was last year. So there's just not another guy on this team, let alone guys who are level risers. They don't have them.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. Thanks for your call, Steve. This is WGR.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.